When someone's dying, you want to make the most of the remaining time they have left. And that's what Julia Balzer Riley is trying to do with a new form of therapy involving art. She's a nurse and an artist from Florida, and in her work with hospice patients, she's found art makes good medicine. She's the keynote speaker at a conference for the Canadian Association of Practical Nurse Educators. It's happening today at the New Brunswick Community College here in St. John. Julia Balzer Riley joins me in the studio this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
And what do you remember about the first time you used art in the health field?
The first time that I had understood the real impact, I was at an art exhibit at Moffitt Cancer Center in Tampa, Florida, and they had framed silk paintings that patients had done together and as groups. And one of the captions on the painting said, "I was a patient waiting for chemotherapy, and we were painting on silk in the lobby. And when I was painting, I didn't hear my name called, because just for a moment, I forgot I had cancer."
And you said, aha, there's something here.
Absolutely. And the artists in medicine are so supportive of each other. An artist in residence from that medical center came to my home, never having met me, and taught me to paint on silk. And that was the first thing I offered to cancer patients at hospice.
So what do you actually do with the hospice patients?
I visit in their homes, in nursing homes, assisted living, and in hospice house. And I offer art materials, but the first is a centering, relaxing kind of piece that takes just a few moments.
Give us an example.
I might ask the person to close his eyes and to feel his feet firmly on the ground, to take a few breaths, breathing in peace and releasing tension, and to set the intention that perhaps a healing image would come in the art that he makes. The important thing to remember is this is all about process and not product. We're there to promote the quality of life at the end of life and to give an experience that, although we believe can be healing, is a moment of distraction, a moment of beauty. And some patients tell us that while they're making art, and we call that falling into process, that they don't experience pain.
Tell us about some of the things that they say, some of the people you remember most.
I was working with an artist, which is one of the most difficult patients because they want everything to be just right. She was in a very posh assisted living, but obviously very alone. Her family, I found later, her three children, had not been in the same room together in several years. She had never painted on silk, so that was a good modality for her, although there were other things we used, because there wouldn't be any anxiety involved with that about performance. It's a very free-flowing, non-representational form of art. And so we arranged a time, and the children came from hundreds of miles, and we were in the boardroom, and the whole family painted on silk pieces together. And I had the opportunity to contact the daughter this past week, who's also an artist. Her card just surfaced on my desk, and all these meaningful coincidences.
Mm-hmm.
Called her and told her I had taken digital photographs of the process. Would she like copies? She said that was the next day was the anniversary of her mother's death. And her sister had taken the silk scarf that her mother had painted and incorporated it into an altar in her home, a place where she had memorabilia from her mother, and that scarf reminded her of the last moments with her mother.
How much does it almost help that the person hasn't had previous art experience?
Well, you know, you would think that that would make them extremely anxious. On the other way, it is the way in which we engage a client, and I might tell them that I'm just there to give them a few moments of fun and play, and I think it's very helpful because they don't have an expectation. However, so many of us have art anxiety from poor experiences as children, so that I think the centering helps. And also we choose materials and activities that are often very different from the kind of art that we might have made in school.
Why do you think it works?
The literature tells us, and my experience supports, that patients actually move into the relaxation response. We call it falling into process. You see their breathing change. They become quiet and focused. Mostly while the client is art making, I do not speak. I only let them initiate that. they begin to smile. I took a digital photograph of one gentleman whose past had been rather difficult, and he was back home to die. And when I brought him the photograph, he said, "I cannot remember in how many years there's been a photograph of me smiling and laughing."
Gee. But why is it different from reading a book or a casual conversation, do you think?
We believe that images are first in our mind from emotion. First, if you have an emotion, there's an image before there's a word. And we're looking at people creating images that may represent their emotions. And as the image is formed, or as they find an image in their drawing, we believe that that helps them to release emotion. So it is about expression, and the art form is called expressive arts versus what we've had to do most of our life, which is business as usual, and don't let your emotions interfere.
Well, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
My pleasure.
Julia Balzer-Riley is an advanced practice holistic nurse from Florida. She's the keynote speaker at the Canadian Association of Practical Nurse Educators. It's happening today at the New Brunswick Community College in St. John.